Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We just finished the hearing in California regarding Sandra Merritt, the criminal preliminary hearing, and we have not received a ruling. We still have to do our final written closing statements and wait on the judge's ruling. But now tomorrow, on Sandra Merritt, with the Planned Parenthood civil case, a multi-million dollar lawsuit against her and David Layden, we start a multi-week trial. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, we had a three-week hearing in California regarding the preliminary criminal hearing. That preliminary hearing is for California. They require preliminary hearing before a judge, not a jury, to see if there's enough evidence for the case to move forward into another phase where a jury would be selected, and essentially you go through the same thing, maybe a little bit longer. And this particular preliminary hearing was three weeks,
that
in which
grueling.
Testimony
yeah.
occurred for 3 weeks. We finally finished that hearing, and now we have to submit written closing statements and then wait on the judge's ruling. Pray that all of those criminal charges get dismissed, and therefore we can move on beyond that. But now tomorrow, we go to a multi-week trial with Planned Parenthood. And this is a multi-million dollar lawsuit. Planned Parenthood has a very large law firm providing pro bono assistance to it. And they've got nearly 20 attorneys on the case to our small group of legal staff compared to that. And so we begin that trial tomorrow. So pray for Sandra Merritt. Pray for these cases.
Liberty Counsel's legal staff, a small group of just top-notch attorneys with literally no rest. There's no rest for the weary here. And this is yeoman's work. I mean, we move straight from this grueling three-week criminal hearing into now having to draft the responses for and the briefs for the court, and then move directly into a multi-million dollar civil case. And keep in mind, as you mentioned, Planned Parenthood gets on average about $500 million a year of taxpayer dollars. And so they have deep pockets, a team of attorneys, huge team of attorneys. So it truly is a Gideon's army kind of scenario here. It's David and Goliath. But, I believe with prayer and with this team and with the support of people who are helping to make this possible, because you mentioned multi-million dollars, we're well into seven figures on Sandra's case alone.
Here we are, David, with just five smooth stones and then facing the Goliath, the giant of Planned Parenthood. But, you know, during the criminal hearing, so much truth came out, though you didn't hear about it in the major media. Granted, but so much truth came out about what they're really doing to these innocent babies.
Yeah, let's recap a little bit of what came out. And remember that in the criminal case, this is being brought by the California Attorney General. It was initiated by Kamala Harris, now Senator Harris, and then continued by Xavier Becerra, the current Attorney General. And so they, first of all, did not want the videos to be shown in court. Now, here, get
this.
Which
is the evidence.
they're actually charging Sandra Merritt and David Layden with recording confidential communications without the consent of the other party. And so the recording is the essence of what the whole case is about.
Right.
So that's what they're charged with. It's a bogus charge because the communications, as we know, and as what came out in the hearing, were not confidential. They were in open public places where people could overhear them. Even one was in an elevator with other people in the elevator. But they didn't want the videos to be shown. So they're charging you with illegal recording, but we're not going to want the videos that are the basis to be shown. Well, fortunately, we opposed that, and the videos were shown. The reason why they didn't want the videos shown is because they didn't want this information to go back out in the public. Well, the videos were shown. Then they wanted, once the trial started, they wanted a gag order on everybody so that no one could say anything in their communications or to the media about what was going on in the trial. Fortunately, the judge overruled that because he said to put a gag order on would be a serious First Amendment violation. In other words, they didn't want any of that. Then, as we got toward the very end, and one of our scientific experts was going to testify, the prosecutor threatened that if she testified, they would indict her criminally as a co-conspirator with this issue of recording. Well, she had nothing to do with the recording. She was someone consulted on the scientific basis, on the scientific issues.
She was a stem cell expert, yeah.
She was a stem cell expert, yeah. So she was giving scientific consultation to David DeLayden. But didn't know anything, was not a part of any of the recordings. She didn't know that there was recorded conversations until afterward. Fortunately for the case, she said she's not going to be intimidated, and she went ahead and testified anyway.
Threatening and intimidating a witness to try to keep her silent.
Yeah.
But that's Planned Parenthood's MO. They try to bully you into not saying the truth, so the truth will not be revealed.
And the bad thing, even worse, is that the state is essentially... It has become an agent, an arm of Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood, what we know now is they asked the prosecutor's office about specific things they wanted from David DeLayden's home. And so what they did was they concocted an affidavit that didn't have truth in it. It didn't have what's called exculpatory evidence. It didn't have information in there that it should have had that went against their narrative. And they presented it to a judge, got an arrest warrant, and went in and raided his home. And to this day, he still doesn't have his computers and other information that was confiscated from his home. And the reason why the computers and other things were confiscated is because Planned Parenthood told the Attorney General's office that's what they wanted. So they went out and did their bidding. Now, what other things came out in the hearing was, number one, the videos are not edited, because you remember Planned Parenthood was saying these videos were edited. They don't really have truth in them. Well, the witnesses said, no, that's exactly what I said. There's no editing. There's no doctoring of the video. The other is whether these, and this is the big one, whether these communications were confidential or not. Well, at several points of the hearing, videos were replayed, and as people are coming up to and passing by the table, our team stopped the video and asked the witness, was that person nearby so that they could overhear? Yes. They could have overheard our conversation.
Did you lower your voice?
No. In fact, in one case, Holly, Sandra Merritt actually is heard on the video. Mm-hmm. Am I speaking too loud? Should I lower my voice?
There you go.
And because, if they thought it was confidential, they said, they would have said, yes, keep your voice low so no one hears you. They said, no, it's no big problem.
Right.
No problem.
In other words, it was in public.
It was in public.
Well, these were recorded at conventions, which were very noisy and busy, and also in public restaurants.
Yeah,
with people
walking
by.
One of them was done in an elevator.
Yeah, with someone else in there.
With someone else in the elevator.
You know it's not a private conversation when you're in an elevator.
Yeah, you know, elevators are only so big.
I mean, you can look up, but you still hear what's going on.
Yeah. You know? If you want to have a private conversation, how many people have ever had a private conversation and you want it to be confidential? You're revealing, talking about private, personal things or whatever it might be, and somebody walks in the elevator. You keep on blabbing? No. You immediately stop, and you say, we'll pick it up when we're off the elevator. But no, they kept on talking, so it's not confidential.
And don't forget to mention that at least one of the witnesses was impeached because of contradicting what she said.
That's right. And also we know is that these procurement companies that were buying the body parts from Planned Parenthood were getting orders from places like Stanford University and other places for like maybe a beating heart, an intact brain. Mm-hmm. Then they would transmit that request to Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood would select that baby body part for that day to fulfill the order from these companies.
And they would do the abortion in such a manner to have those parts intact.
Intact, yeah. So they would sever the head to have an intact brain or take a beating heart out. Now, it's hard to imagine. This is the wickedness that is happening in the prosecutor's office doing the bidding of Planned Parenthood. And now we go to the originator of that, and that's Planned Parenthood. They have almost 20 attorneys or more on the case. Pray for our team and pray for Sandra Merritt as we begin a 4, possibly 8-week trial starting tomorrow in California. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.